Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The center fielder, Herb Norrin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Grasso and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Norrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norrin hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso strikes out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-1 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Grasso and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-1 in the game. Dente strikes out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-1 in the game. Grasso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grasso for a passed ball. Wynn moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball towards right. Stewart catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-2 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noren moves to third. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-2 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-3 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dobie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen bunts towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosen for the out. Dobie moves to second. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field. Noren picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Noren. Dobie scores. Easter moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-3 in the game. Dente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dente moves to third. Sandy Consuegra pinch runs for Sam Mealy. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Consuegra moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dente scores. Consuegra scores. Robertson moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Johnny Ostrowski pinch hits for Gil Cohn. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski now playing left field. Al Evans now catching. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell bunts towards third. Yost fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yost. Zoldak moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zoldak scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Mickey Harris now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen is walked intentionally. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Easter moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Easter scores. Kennedy moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zaldak is hit by the pitch. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-4 in the game. Noren hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-4 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.